because she was so little, the one thing I do worry about is, was she scared towards the end? You know, did she know what was going on when she was taking those last breaths? Did she know? Did she wonder what was happening to her? Was she scared? That's the one thing that scares me. The house is just so quiet without her there, because all she did was talk, and, you know, if she wasn't talking, she'd be singing. If she wasn't singing, she'd be dancing to JLS or One Direction on the television or something. So there was always some sort of Sadie drama going on somewhere in the house. So, yeah, it's very, very quiet. But her personality is definitely, definitely missed. The strain is just unbearable at times. And your relationship is either strong enough to cope with it, or it's not. And with us, it has been. And I think as well, with the grieving thing as well, when I'm feeling okay, Darren's usually not okay, and vice versa. So we sort of bounce, we're not down at the same time, if you like. So it's quite nice that we can sort of, we have that balance, so we can sort of balance each other, if you get what I mean. But I'm definitely not the woman he married. In a good way, I suppose. Normally, I would have been scared about doing something like this, talking on the radio and talking to the public, and don't bother me. It doesn't bother me at all. I think I've seen too much and been through too much to let something like this sort of startle me, if you like. I think there's been that much going on, and I've had to... You don't know how strong you are until being strong is your only option. That's so true, because there is no option when it comes to cancer. You have to hit it head on, and it's scary, and it's not nice, and the stuff you see is just horrible. But there isn't, you don't have a choice, you don't have an option, you've just got to put your head down and go for it.